The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Lord, help me. This was without the mask.
This is with the mask.
This is without the mask.
This is with the mask.
This is without the mask.
This is with the mask.
With the mask, without the mask.
With the mask, without the mask.
I threw my... Did you throw your masks out? Hey, welcome back. It's Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. Looks like mask 2.0. Yay. Right? Yippee-ki-yay. I'm so excited about that. Whether you're vaxxed or not, mask 2.0. This is me without a mask.
This is me with a mask.
And so that's the deal. So my question for you, vaxxed or unvaxxed, how do you feel about masking 2.0? Because this is back now. And then you got Pope Fauci, who's all over the map. You don't need him. You need him. You need three. Six would be fine. If you get the vaccination and don't need a mask, now it's probably good that you wear a mask, even though you're vaccinated. But if you're vaccinated, then you can live a free life and go back to life as normal. Except, no. You need to wear the mask now because of the Delta variant. And when it's the Delta variant, then we go to the Echo variant, and then the Foxtrot variant, and then the Hotel variant, and then the Indigo variant, and then the Jamaica variant, or whatever. And on and on and on it goes. Remember, this is no longer, I put this up on Facebook yesterday. This is no longer about, nor do I think it ever was, maybe early on, about following the science. This is now about hashtag follow the political science. Okay, remember that. This isn't about following the science. This is about following the political science. Hashtag follow the poli-sci. Hashtag follow the political science. And for some of you, this is going to come down to your job. You do what we want you to do, get the vax, or you can't work here, or your kid can't go to school here. And then what are you going to do? And even though the federal government has said all along, we're not going to do a vaccine passport, we're not going to mandate that. They don't need to, because all of their lackeys in corporatism in the private public sector are going to do it for them. Here in North Carolina, the UNC healthcare system, the Duke healthcare system just came out and said, yeah, you want to work here? You got to get the experimental vaccine. So I'm telling you, friends, you're going to have to lawyer up. You're going to have to lawyer up because we're going to have to fight. If you don't want to go down this road, you're going to have to fight. And I don't care what the Department of Justice says. They don't decide what's constitutional, although they think they do. So this reminds me. Are we ready? This reminds me of dealing with the vax, no vax, especially mask, no mask. This reminds me of a classic comedy skit. Let's see if this reminds you. See if this works. I think this works. Dealing with masking, non-masking here in the United States under Pope Fauci and quote-unquote President Biden. Hit it.
Well, let's see. Now, we have on our team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
That's what I want to find out, the guy's name. That's what I want to find out, the guy's name.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
Now, Abby, you want to be the manager of the baseball team?
Yes.
You know the guy's names?
Well, I should.
Well, now you tell me the guy's names on the baseball team.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
You ain't saying nothing to me yet. Go ahead and tell me.
I'm telling him.
You ain't said nothing yet. Go ahead and tell me.
Who's on first, what's on second, I don't know is on third.
You know the guy's names on the baseball team?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. Who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the guy's name.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Okay.
Me,
enough of that. Okay, I think you get it, right? It's so confusing. You don't know which is up, what's down, what's right, what's left, what's right, what's wrong, what's legal, what's illegal, what are your rights, what are not your rights. So this is going to spin out of control fast. So my question for you today, and I really don't feel like talking the whole hour, although I will, because I'm certainly capable of it. God help me, and probably God help you too. What are you going to do with this? We got rid of the mask, burned the mask. Now we're back. I got rid of all my masks. Now you're telling me we're going to have the mask back. And for some of you, it's going to be get the vax or you lose your job. At what point are you going to just say no? Laws aren't laws unless they're enforced. So if you have 500 kids in a school and 100 of them show up in September because they've colluded with their parents and they at noon, they all take their masks off, throw them in the garbage. What are you going to do? Because at that point, you're going to go from 100 to 200 in the school. And what are they going to do? Throw them all out? Throw 200 to the 500? They might. So what are you going to do with the ever-changing mask mandate? And even if you're vaccinated, no, get that. You thought you were going to have some freedom, friend. You were, number one, going to be safe from COVID. And number two, you were going to have some freedom. You're going to be able to get back to normal. Or as Joe Biden in the Great Reset says, build back normal. Build back better. Not normal. People who wouldn't know normal, but kicked them in the shins. Okay, so, and let me just remind you, a little gospel pause for a moment. The gospel of Jesus Christ, Joe Biden. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember, friend, if you're as frustrated as I am, if you're as upset as I am, if you're as close to losing your mind sometimes as I am, just remember, take a gospel breath, gospel pause. It's all temporary. It's all temporary. Doesn't matter how bad it gets. Doesn't matter how disgusting it gets. Doesn't matter how frustrating it gets. Doesn't matter how much of your liberty gets sacrificed at the altar of political correctness and political science. None of it ultimately matters because it's all temporary. Thank you, Jesus. Department of Justice declares COVID-19 vaccine mandates legal. Is that legal? As they said in the Star Wars world, the Department of Justice concluded in an opinion, I'm going to tear into this in a second, that federal law doesn't prohibit public agencies and private businesses from requiring COVID-19 vaccines under the Food and Drug Administration's emergency use authorization. On July 26th, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, California and New York City said they would require some of their government workers to get the COVID shot or be tested weekly. Veterans Affairs, with the move, became the first federal agency to mandate the vaccine. The Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel on July 26th wrote that because access to COVID-19 vaccines is more commonplace, quote, numerous educational institutions, employers, and other entities across the United States have said they will require some individuals to be vaccinated against the virus as a condition of employment, participation, benefit, service, or relationship. For instance, it wrote, the DOJ, which is pure as the wind-driven snow. There's nothing wrong with the DOJ, obviously. For instance, it wrote, certain schools will require vaccination in order for students to attend class in person, and certain employers will require vaccination as a condition of employment. The opinion, which noted that some have questioned the legality of such matters, concluded that federal law concerning the FDA's emergency use authorizations doesn't prohibit public or private entities from imposing vaccine requirements, even when the only vaccines available are those authorized under the emergency use authorization. So, the Department of Justice said it's legal. My question is, well, I'll tell you my question when we come back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. Who lets these rational people on the Facebook Live feed? I mean, how did you get through? Facebook fact checkers, there's rational people invading the Facebook Live feed today. You need to do something about that. Okay, you can't. Like Scott, this is way too rational. What about people that are told by their doctor not to vaccinate because of autoimmune diseases or disabilities because of side effects? That's too good of a question, Scott. Facebook fact checkers, get rid of this guy. I don't know how he got through. How did he get in here? You have no place on Facebook. That's way too logical. So that's where we're at. So I was going through this story. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. So, well, how are you going to handle it? Masking 2.0, it's coming back. The CDC is about to say, or if they haven't already, we recommend all kids in all schools everywhere wear masks all day long. And what are you going to do about that? If you threw your mask away, burned your mask, I got rid of my mask. Now they're going to say, "Well, we think you should go back to the masks," even though I'm perfectly willing, obviously, and able to say, "No, thank you. I'm willing to risk because I do have a 99.5%+ chance of surviving COVID, and I've had it already, so I have antibodies and T cell activity. Thank you, Lord. That's my choice." But what are you going to do, vaxxed people? If you've got the vaccination. God bless you. I hope that works great for you. I have no problem with you getting the vaccine. That's your choice. You made your decision. I'm good with that. Okay? That's your choice. But now they're telling you in indoor situations, you're going to have to go back to wearing a mask. So I just want you guys to call in. vaxxed, unvaxxed, masked, unmasked, whatever. How are you reacting to this? This is masking 2.0. This is coming back, okay? And you can't stop it. And employers mandating the vaccine. You can't stop that either. This is going to have to go to court. It's going to get ugly before it gets any better, if it ever gets better. So how are you handling this? That's my question for you. Please call in and share. And again, when you call in, 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. If you're expecting me to get all up in your face and be mean to you, you've got the wrong show. I'm not going to do it. That's boring to me. We've done that in talk radio forever. It's blood sport. I don't think it's very godly, and forget it. I may disagree with you. I may have to bite halfway through my finger based on what you're saying. But I'm not going to do anything to you on the air. I'm not going to be rude to you. I'm not going to beat you up. I might ask you a clarifying question. But I'm not going to be a jerk. So you never have to be afraid to call into the show because you think you're going to get embarrassed or I'm going to tear into you, because it's not going to happen. In the worst case scenario, if you just go on a rant and I can't get a word in, I'll just hang up on you. That's the worst case scenario. So please call in and tell me how you're feeling about this masking 2.0 and forcing vaccines on people. Otherwise, you lose your job. Tell me how you're feeling. How are you working through this? Because this is you're getting to a very challenging time now where people are going to have to just decide. You're either going to bow down and be compliant, or you're going to say no and you're going to face some consequences. So how are you dealing with this? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Please call in. We need to have this conversation. I don't care what the FTC says. I don't care what the Department of Justice says. I don't care what Facebook fact checkers say. We need to have this conversation, and they can't stop us from having it on the air, at least not yet. They can do whatever they want on Facebook and YouTube Live. Fine, whatever. But they can't stop me here on the radio in my little undisclosed studio that looks like a Star Wars museum. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Just tell me how you're feeling, how you're thinking about masking 2.0, because it's coming back. All right, so what are you going to do? How do you feel about it? Come on. Wow, they're having some major issues. That explains it. It's just us on Facebook Live and YouTube Live because something's going on with the radio distribution. They're having major issues there. Currently, nobody there can hear me on any of my stations. Wow. Are we connected in there on the Comrex box? Yeah, we're doing all our part, so I don't know what's going on there. So let's keep it between us, shall we? Here on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. Back to this story. So the Department of Justice. So let's go through this. And then a White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, who has given conflicting statements around whether the administration supports vaccine passports. They're dancing around this all the time. Told reporters during a briefing last week that the administration isn't requiring officials to get vaccinated. Quote, no, we have not mandated it. Psaki, in response to a question about whether the White House has made COVID-19 shots mandatory, she appeared to say that the White House led states, meanwhile, passed laws that forbid the usage of vaccine passports in government agencies and offices. Florida went a step further in May after Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican, signed a law that prohibits all private businesses from using vaccine passports in his state. So the Department of Justice come out and say vaccine mandates are legal. But does that make it so? There is something for all of my constitutional friends out there called the Constitution. And the Department of Justice can say it's legal, but if it's unconstitutional, who cares what the DOJ says? And the only way we're going to get to that is we're going to have to go to court. People are going to have to lawyer up, and they're going to have to go to court and fight it. And you're going to have to find the right court, the right part of the system, to try to get some clear conservative thinking. And when I say conservative, I'm talking constitutionally, originalists, who know that we've got some violations here in the U.S. Constitution taking away people's rights. Now, I have to dig into that some more so I can tell you. There's some brighter legal scholars out there, but I'll get that information because they're going to have some problems there because the government doesn't have carte blanche to force Americans to do things to themselves. They do not. Okay? So we're gonna see what happens. But people are going to have to lawyer up or lose your job. That's up to you. All right, I don't know what's going on the radio, but I think we can get to Scott, who's calling in from North Carolina. Scott, I don't know what's going on the radio, but I appreciate that you called through. So go right ahead.
Thank you, Steve. And I was just going to follow up on what you said a while ago about vaccinate or unvaccinate. I am disabled, and my wife has an autoimmune disease. And we were advised by our medical doctors who know us very well not to get the shot yet because there's not enough research out there on the side effects that the vaccine is causing. It's not that I don't want to get vaccinated. There's not enough research or testing out there nowadays, and they rushed it.
Yeah, so if you were in an employment situation, like you work somewhere and they said, hey, Scott, you and or your wife, if you want to come back to work, you have to get vaccinated. And then you tell them, well, on the advice of our doctor, because we have autoimmune issues, we can't get the green light to do that. That could actually harm us.
My wife actually had to do that. And it's still up in the air, even with the doctor's letter.
Yeah, I mean, and so that at that point, we are not, Scott, following, as the government likes to say, we're not following the science at that point. We're just following political science. It's about power and control. And ultimately, they by doing what you're saying, her employer, whoever it is, really doesn't care about her well-being. They say they do. We want you to get the vaccine because we care about your health. No, they don't. It's all about power and control. Scott, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. That's so important. God bless you. Thank you so much.
And I just want to say at the end of this, that the only thing that matters is, like you said, our faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And knowing that Jesus Christ is still on the
throne. Amen. So well said. I'm up against the break, Scott. That's right. Amen. I'm up against the break. But thanks for calling, Scott. God bless you and your wife. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. I understand there's some tech issues going out there, so I'm not sure what's going on radio stations across the fruited plain. But on Facebook Live, we're good. On YouTube Live, we're good. I think on live streaming on through the internet, we're good. Not sure what's going on radio stations, but this happens every once in a while. And you know, you just keep rolling. And praise the Lord, we're rocking and rolling here on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. So and streaming online as well. So. It happens, right? It's live radio. Okay, so there's that. So we're talking about masking 2.0, and just when you thought you were out, they pulled you back in, and then there's the Delta variant and this, that, and the other thing, right? So we've got all these things going on, and they're dragging us back into the mask mandate that's coming. The CDC is about to launch on that, which means states are going to launch on it. Blue states, red states, we'll see. It's going to be very challenging, and just dealing with some radio stuff. That's why I'm going through a couple of these stories, but if you want to call in, and even if you're watching Facebook Live, YouTube Live, you can still call in. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Just how are you going to deal with this? And by the way, if you've gotten the vaccination, they're telling you, you need to wear one too. You thought... You are, number one, protecting yourself. Number two, getting your freedom back. You don't have to wear masks. You don't have to social distance, all that stuff. Now they're going to tell you, nope, you need to mask up because of the Delta variant, right? And then because the stories like the one I just read, let me read this one from CNBC. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended Tuesday that fully vaccinated people begin wearing masks indoors again in places with high COVID-19 transmission rates. The agency is also recommending kids wear masks in school this fall. All kids wear masks in school this fall. That's worked out really well. Federal health officials still believe fully vaccinated individuals represent a very small amount of transmission. They don't know what that amount is. Still, listen, some vaccinated people could be carrying higher levels of the virus than previously understood and potentially transmit it to others. So we were like, if you're vaccinated, you're not afraid of the unvaccinated people, but now unvaccinated people need to be afraid of some of the vaccinated people? That's what they're saying, literally. The updated guidance comes ahead of the fall season when the highly contagious Delta variant is expected to cause another surge in new coronavirus cases, and many large employers plan to bring workers back to the office. In mid-May, the CDC said fully vaccinated people didn't need to wear masks in most settings, whether indoors or out. And it, quote, in areas with substantial and high transmission, CDC recommends fully vaccinated people wear masks in public indoor settings to help prevent the spread of the Delta variant and protect others. This includes schools, including teachers, staff, students, visitors, regardless of vaccination status. So now it doesn't really matter whether you're vaxxed or not in terms of how you live your life. But what about the Delta variant? Okay, well, I'm looking at daily new cases, okay, since it spiked way back in January 8th, okay? Daily cases in America, about 300,000. That's a lot. And then by April 10th, we were down to 72,000. By June 18th, not that long ago, 13,489. Now we've upticked to somewhere between 40,000 and 70,000. Okay? Nowhere near the 300,000 back then. So, okay, so you got an uptick. This is how you got to think logically. Slow down and think through this. You go, okay, so we have more people getting COVID, but it's got, Mr. Biden, it's still got a 99.5% survival rate. Okay? You still got a 99.5% survival rate. It's 94.5%. It's 5.5% mortality rate. 94.5% mortality rate over 80. Did you know that? Over 80. You still have a 94.5% of surviving COVID, even though when you're over 80, you're past the average lifespan of Americans. So guess what, everybody? It's appointed for men to die once and face the judgment. We're all going to die, short of the Lord coming back. Okay, that's the deal. Speaking of death, so the Delta variant is out there. We have an uptick in coronavirus cases, but the vast majority of them are asymptomatic and not serious. So it's like saying, oh no, we have more people that got the flu. Okay, that's a bummer. I'm sorry that you have 7 to 10 days of feeling crappy, but you're going to be fine. But a few people do die from the flu, and that's horrific. But most people don't. The overwhelming, in this case, about 99.5% of people survive COVID.
We all know it's there. It's like so, a 800-pound gorilla in the room.
Just because you got it, there, but we don't need to turn the world upside down because people are getting COVID, because the vast majority, overwhelming majority of the time, COVID doesn't kill you.
What's going on in their marriage.
It's not Ebola. So when you look at the daily death rates in America, go back to early January. We had 4,518 deaths on January 12th. Fast forward, July 7th. Praise God, only 282. It spiked the other day, 406. July 24th, okay, 4 days ago, 226. And then the next day, like 171. And then 367 on July 27th, yesterday, 367 deaths. So you have a spike in coronavirus cases because of the Delta variant, but you don't have any significant correlating spike in deaths. So more people are getting sick. Okay, we had a bad flu season. We have a bad cold season. Let's turn the world upside down. No, that doesn't make any sense. I'm making sense, but they're not. See the point? Let's go to Mark, who's calling in from North Carolina. Mark, sorry to keep you holding. I was on a rant. Go right ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Steve?
Oh, plenty.
Okay. Are we live right now?
We are. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Okay. No problem. Hey, now I was going to give some information. You know, some friends of me and my wife, she's with a big employer, and they have basically told them that they had to get the vaccine. And she had this happen also too with the flu shot, and she got a religious exemption. There is a form out there.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I couldn't give you the information, but that's what happened with her.
Yeah, and she bothered to push back. My concern,
yeah,
Mark.
I mean, she made a move and said, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing this. And then that's the challenge, is we have to learn what our rights are. And then all of us are going to have to start figuring this out and go, okay, there's a form. What's the religious exemption form? What's the religious exemption angle? Because there's only going to be a couple. And then we have to fight for that. And then eventually, Mark, you know this. You and I have known each other for years. You know this. It's going to have to go to a court. And unfortunately, it's going to have to go to the right court. You can't go to any court. Everybody's shopping the right judges, the right and the left. But we're going to have to fight. You're going to have to push back. And if the more you comply, the worse it's going to get. We've learned
absolutely,
that already.
Absolutely. I do. Hey, I appreciate the call before to Scott.
Scott, wasn't that great?
Him giving that information. That was that's the issue there. I mean, this vaccine's not even been approved, and we don't know.
Yep.
And
we don't know.
I actually heard one of the senators talk on one of the shows on Fox there. But he said that 5,300 people have died from the vaccine, and they don't tell you about that. So.
Yeah, they're not talking about that either, of course. That's in the VAERS reporting system. Mark, good to hear from you, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, man. Hey, appreciate you.
Me too, pal.
Steve.
All right. Yep. We'll talk to you later. Thanks. Let's jump to Alan, who's calling in from Maryland. Alan, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. Good. Glad to finally be able to talk to you.
I'm
your truck driver friend.
Awesome. Good to hear from you.
Awesome. Well, hey, so real quick, let me do a rundown real quick. I work for a trucking company that, you know, is really small. It was pretty much just independent drivers. So my boss doesn't require, you know, a vaccine. Sometimes I'll have to show up at a pickup, and, you know, that company that I am picking up from, they will require a mask, you know. I'm blessed not to be able to have to, you know, get a vaccine or wear a mask all the time. My wife works for a company also that her boss is pretty independent, you know, and so he doesn't require a vaccine. He doesn't require a mask, you know. So my wife and I, we're pretty blessed in being able to work for companies that, you know, are not requiring that stuff. So now that, you know, the mask mandate has been reintroduced again, you know, again, the only time I'll have to wear a mask is if I show up at a pickup or show up at a delivery and they say, well, hey, you can't come in here or you can't pick up here unless you wear a mask. Other than that, I'm not wearing one.
Yeah, so, Alan, you're not one of those folks I see out there on the road in their car or, in your case, in your truck. And it's great to hear your voice, by the way. You're not one of those guys I'm going to see on the highway, driving on the highway all by your lonesome in a closed cab with a mask on.
Yeah, and I see that all the time. I'm driving down the highway. I'll look over at a car, and he's all by himself, all by his lonesome, wearing a mask. And I'm thinking, what are you doing?
It's the spirit of the age, and it's fear, and it's a lot of apathy. And just unfortunately, a lot of people are willing to be led around by the nose, and they're not willing to do their own research and their own homework, so they just do what they're told.
Yeah, they just want to buy into the lies that, you know, that everybody's talking about on the news. They only listen to CNN, MSNBC, you know, and they're only going to listen to what is being told by the media.
Yep, that's exactly
all
right.
All media fed. All
that's
media
exactly
fed.
Right. Alan, great to hear your voice. Thanks for calling in, my friend. God bless you.
All right, God bless you.
All right, we'll talk to you later. That's Alan. It's Faithful Friend on Facebook Live. Great to hear from you, buddy. Thank you so much. Carol was talking about working at Duke, and so I'm going to read that. That's on Facebook Live. But what about you? What are you going to do? Especially if you're vaccinated. I want to hear from you. If you're vaccinated, God bless you. I'm not going to say anything about your vax. If you're vaccinated and they tell you to wear a mask, even though you're vaccinated, how do you react? 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Not sure what's happening with radio, but it'll get back. It'll be fine. But we're live here in the studio on Facebook Live, YouTube Live. Just go to the Steve Noble Show on either platform, assuming Lord Zuckerberg has still allowed us to be on today or any other day. I think we are, so we're fine. We'll see what happens. We've been talking about masking 2.0. So if you'd like to call in, we can still do that. And if you want to call in, because I have an anonymous caller, we're going to go to them next. And if you want to call in anonymously and talk about what's going on at your workplace, if you're a nurse or something like that, and you want to share some things, that's what we need to do. You can get the word out here on the radio and on Facebook Live. They can pull it down later, but people listening live, they're going to get it. And on the radio, they're going to get it. And live streaming, they're going to get it. And the podcast, when it goes out tonight or tomorrow, you're going to hear it there. So you're pretty much not going to get canceled if you want to call in here and share what you're learning and what you're experiencing, which would be great. I'd appreciate that. So let's go to this caller. He's got some more comments. And if you guys want to share about masking and being forced to get the vaccine in your context and what you're dealing with, especially if you are vaccinated, if you've received the vaccine and now they're telling you you're going to have to go back to the mask, how do you feel about that? I would love to hear from you. Hey, Steve, I'm vaccinated. And now they're telling me I have to put the mask back on. I would love to hear from you. Okay. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH, especially if you're vaccinated. And now they're telling you you're going to have to start wearing a mask inside again. How do you feel about that? 866-348-7884. Thanks for calling in. I really appreciate it. Appreciate your desire to be anonymous. That's no problem here. Go right ahead. What would you like to share?
Hey, Steve.
Hey there.
I just tuned in, so I'm sorry. I think I'm a little sort of off topic, but I work for one of the health systems, and we are going to be mandated to get the vaccine, and I'm going to quit. I cannot get the vaccine, knowing what I know about the side effects, and it could do worse harm to you than the disease itself, which I have had.
So you work in the number one, you work in the healthcare industry. Number two, did you say you've already had COVID? I've already had it. Have you already had it?
Yes.
Okay, and so now they're telling you, you in order to continue working here, you have to get the vaccine. And your main concern, would you say, is that you know enough at this point that you're just not willing to take the risk?
Exactly. Yes, correct.
Now, fellow healthcare workers, what's being talked about inside those circles since you work in the healthcare industry, maybe in a hospital or whatever, but what are other healthcare workers saying about the vaccine and the vaccine mandate itself? What's the talk around the water fountain in that environment?
Okay, so I would say that most people have gotten the vaccine. So I don't talk too much about it because you're judged for it. Like people,
yeah.
It's just a feeling. They don't say it. But, like, when everybody that you work with got the vaccine, you really try not to talk about it. So, but, yeah, there's pressure, I would say. There's a pressure. And, people today were wearing masks outdoors. I guess we are not mandated to do that yet. But it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous, and it's and now fear and shame, and you can't talk about it because of the public pressure, which is exactly what they wanted. This has been a public pressure campaign the whole time, and it's just remarkable to see it happening. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing, and thank you for your stand. I really respect you for doing that.
Take care.
Thank you. You too. Let's jump over to Patty calling in from Durham, North Carolina. Patty, thanks so much for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi there. I'm a retired nurse. And as far as the masks go, the masks are ineffective because they're not N95.
Right.
And anything you put on your face that doesn't have the small holes, what is it? It has to be smaller than 5 microns, isn't going to do anything for you. So it's phony. And even when I went to nursing school, I was told that after 20 minutes, the mask is ineffective anyway.
Well, I don't think anybody out there, Patty, is wearing their mask for more than 20 minutes, do you?
Oh, just all day and all night. I bet there are people sleeping in them. So it's just a deception. It's a complete deception. And I think it's actually harmful. I don't think it's helpful. I think in so many ways it's harmful.
Yeah.
First of all, people are wearing masks that have now got diseases on the outside of them because they're sticking to the moisture. So, and then they put that in their purse or whatever, leave in their car, and then they handle it, and then they turn around and put it on their face, which means those bugs are on your hands now. How do you transfer things to your body? From hand to mouth, usually.
Yeah.
So that's just a bad plan in the first place. And then the other thing it does is it removes the ability to smile to one another.
Yep. And there's no telling. I mean, I had to teach almost 2 semesters with my students in a couple of classes wearing masks. That was a nightmare because I can't see their faces. I have no idea what their facial reaction is. You communicate a lot with your face, and you can't. Plus the isolation and not seeing smiles. Oh, it's brutal. It's been terrible for society.
It's brutal. And I'm deaf in one ear, so I'm a little bit hard of hearing. So I literally, these barriers they're putting up, and then people, you know, everywhere you go, there's that the plastic Lucite barrier, and so I'm leaning around that anyway, so I'm actually getting closer to them with an ineffective mask on. So now I'm literally within, you know, probably about a foot is about as close as I get, you know, and I've had the vaccine, and I have no idea whether that's going to be effective or whether it's actually going to harm me. I don't know. I mean, I pray as a Christian that it didn't do me any harm.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
that's right.
You know, you just don't know. So,
Patty, thanks so much for calling. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. Let's go to Trey calling in from Winston-Salem. Trey, good to hear from you. Go real quick, buddy. I got to get to how Mark Zuckerberg is going to help you with your faith.
Sure. All right, Steve. America's frontline doctors Legal Eagle Dream Team is the legal guys to help with some of this. Legal
Good.
Eagle Dream Team. This is experimental vaccine. It's only been used and clarified by the FDA for experimental use only during this emergency that we're in. It is not FDA approved.
That's right. Not yet.
Okay. No,
yeah, so American frontline doctors have been fighting this fight for over a year now. So they have now, sounds like they have now kind of, they put together kind of a legal team to help with all this mess. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'll find that online and I'll share it on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling, Trey. Always good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bob. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. So I'll look that up and we'll share that on Facebook. All right, here we go. Let me introduce you to Lord Mark Zuckerberg, who's going to help you with your faith. This is really awesome. I mean, I was having a bad morning until I saw this story. And then I was like, wow, awesome. Mark Zuckerberg wants churchgoers to connect with God on Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg believes the coronavirus pandemic has created a new opportunity for Facebook to grow. His plan involves incentivizing churchgoers who have become familiar with virtual services over the past year due to lockdowns to permanently move their religious worship online. Don't worry about the fact checkers. The company is intensifying its formal partnership with faith groups who would do that across the United States and shaping the future of church going. That's comforting as it entices users to connect with God. Which one? On Facebook rather than at a place of worship. Oh, yeah. Don't go back to a place of worship. You don't want to do that. For example, Facebook developers had reportedly met weekly with the Hillsong Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Shame on you guys. The church to explore what the church would look like if it were on Facebook instead, as well as what apps they might create for financial giving, video capability, and live streaming. Quote, together we are discovering what the future of the church could be on Facebook, said Sam Collier, Hillsong's pastor. Shame on you. Are you an idiot? Really, my brother in Christ, if you are one. You're an idiot. Let's take all of our church services online through Facebook. That's fine. Facebook now seeks to become the virtual home for the religious community, reports The Times, noting that the pandemic sparked the strategy for drawing more engaged users to the social media platform, as religious groups have already been pushed to explore alternative ways to operate in the wake of lockdowns. You know what they ultimately want, the spirit of the age? You know what they want? No church. Shut down Christianity. That's what they want. The partnerships reveal how big tech and religion are converging. Is this like chapter 18 of Revelation? What is this? Are converging far beyond simply moving services to the internet. Facebook is shaping the future of religious experience itself, as it has done for political and social life, the report adds. That's awesome. Facebook's going to shape the future of my religious experience. I don't need the Bible. I don't need Jesus. I don't need the Holy Spirit. I don't need the congregation coming together of the brotherhood. I don't need any of that. I just need Facebook. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will make sure you get what our fact checkers here at Facebook know you really need. Additionally, brothers and sisters, we will care for your flock by keeping misinformation from reaching your unenlightened, non-woke minds. Finally, brothers and sisters, we will offer you the joy and hope of our new reality. We will help you set aside old and hurtful notions of right and wrong to embrace a more inclusive and loving lifestyle. With warmest regards, Mark Zuckerberg, digital savior. I added all that in case you didn't figure that out. Can you hear the hiss of the snake? Mark Zuckerberg wants churchgoers to connect with God on Facebook so he can try to control it. Hey, Mark, memo from the Lord. He is God. You are not. You are a puny little earthling that he loved and died for. But you better repent and get right with your maker, because all the money in the world isn't going to save you from that wrath. Lord, help us. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.